me tonight on Notably Texan is a Texas singer, songwriter, and guitarist with several album releases, and an author with a new book out called Of Life, Love, and Family. It's great to welcome to the program John Tracy, and also along for the ride tonight is his wife, Terry. Thanks to both of you for coming into the studio.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here.
And you made the trek to KETR from the Dallas area. I believe you two live in Aledo, is that right?
Correct, yep.
Tell me where Aledo is for folks that aren't familiar.
Aledo is west of Fort Worth. There's Fort Worth, Aledo, then Weatherford. So we're in between there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a growing community. In fact, it's growing so big, we just want to get out.
That entire area is just really exploding.
Here. This is nice and spread out. We may just come this way. You never know.
Well, we're glad to introduce you to the area, and thanks for coming on to our campus tonight. Are you originally from the Dallas area?
Born and raised. Grew up in Ridgely area in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Then met my wife, and we heard about Aledo, a good place to grow a family, and
sure.
Had some good school systems out there, so we headed out to Aledo.
Nice.
Been out there for 20 years.
And I know that that the ladies in your life are part of the big influences on what you do, right?
That's right.
You've got the wife and growing family. Tell me about that a little bit.
I have two daughters, a 20-year-old, and I guess she's 18 now. And
actually, she's 17. Don't get her there.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Not till May.
Yeah, she can't get into the bars quite yet, yeah. But, well, yeah, we sing, you know, as far as a lot of artists, we all kind of sing about what's important to us, and,
yes.
And for me, it's life, love, family, those sort of issues, and things that are true to our hearts. So, yeah, I sing and wrote the book. There's a couple of chapters about parenting, about my daughters, and things I've learned, and so forth, yeah.
Very nice. Cool. We're going to get into the book a little bit later in the interview tonight. John, tell me a bit about your early music experiences. When did you start playing and singing?
You know, I got into listening in the 70s. I loved all the singer-songwriters of the 70s.
You know,
just that music of introspection and had so much to say. Those had some meat into the lyrics, and the melodies didn't, you know, every song didn't sound the same like it does today on the radio.
I know what you're saying.
That's my music. All the singer-songwriters, those are my influences. So
nice.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've patterned myself and just thrown some John Tracy into all those guys and kind of what's up with my life and put it in there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I can hear a lot of different influences in your music. Maybe can you name some of maybe your music idols growing up?
Oh, gosh. You know, everybody tells me that I sound a lot like James Taylor. And
yes.
He was a big one of mine. Dan Fogelberg, Jackson Browne, Jim Croce, Cat Stevens, all those guys in the 70s. You know?
I could have guessed all that just from listening to your stuff, but I wanted to hear you say it first. Well, you've had your hands on a lot of other projects outside of music. I believe you were involved in a family business for many years before you really focused on your music. Is that true?
Correct, yeah. I've always had this passion for music and started writing songs, dabbling in my 20s, but I think I kind of did this backwards. You know how a lot of musicians, they get married to their music and then they never really have a family? I think maybe God knew my first passion. I wanted to find a soulmate and have a family, and then, you know, very close second was my music. He was able to give me a soulmate, just a best friend. We are best buds. Terry and I have a great time, and I was able to have the family, and now that they're kind of about to leave, we're looking forward to even delving more into the music and traveling some more and so forth. But yeah, I was involved in a family business and was blessed with that, but kind of felt some discontent through the ending years. It was time to move on, and, you know, found the faith to just jump out and say, you know, I am done with this. I think I'll follow what I was really meant to be. You know, I've had the family, been a father, been a parent,
right.
And want to be a songwriter, musician, right?
Well, that takes a lot of guts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not only to go into music, but to step away from something that you were involved in for so long.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a comfort level there that you get accustomed to. But I write in some of these songs, like on the first CD, Slow Down, it was you get to the point where you just almost hit rock bottom. You're into this job, but then there's other things that kind of bring you down, and a lot of times you have to hit rock bottom before you listen to those feelings, right? So that's what Slow Down's about. But
nice.
Yeah, I just decided, hey, you know, I'm finished with this chapter, time to move on, even though it's difficult to make that jump, right?
I think this serves as a great example and hopefully an inspiration to folks out there that sometimes you got to step outside of your comfort zone, you know, and chase after those dreams. So that's
exactly.
That's fantastic. We're talking tonight with John Tracy on the Notably Texan feature interview. I've looked at your website and checked out the liner notes on your CDs, and I think that one of your big goals is to encourage listeners through your music.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what we're all about, really. I just feel, and I write that in the book, that there's some things that I felt a prompting to write the book to it, just because life is all about relationship, and
yes.
I think it's about all of us helping and encouraging each other, and that's kind of what I wanted to do with the book and through my songs. I want to be an inspiration, and that's what I try to do when I sit down and put that energy into a song. I want it to be an encouragement and an inspiration to people.
That's nice. So it's not strictly about entertainment, which is, you know, I think what a lot of artists and musicians set forth to do. They're not necessarily trying to get forth a deeper message, but you've definitely got some underlying messages in your lyrics and in your writing.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. That's great. You just mentioned actually a tune that I wanted to play here on the program tonight. And let's play a couple of your tunes, in fact, and check out your sound for folks that are not familiar. I've got the title cut from your 2006 album, Slow Down, queued up. And you were just talking about this one a little bit. Is there anything else we need to know about this? I think you wrote this one long before you recorded it for the album. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. It was just to backtrack again. I was in this position, this career, and it was a stressful thing. You know, I worked with my dad, which is already, that can be a stress
yes.
for years. Then we were in positions where I was wearing 10 hats in the business and employees and their problems along with my family dynamics and
sure.
so forth. And it just became draining at some point and I was always there. I've sacrificed many things for the business. So the song Slow Down, I felt those needs and those things, that voice telling me to slow down for years until I think I was just so, you know, I started having health issues and those sort of things that's kind of where the song came from. Just telling people, hey, just the old saying, stop and smell the roses, right?
Absolutely. That is a timeless saying that still stands true today for sure. And I think that's certainly good advice for everybody. I think we all need to kind of slow down every now and then with the craziness of the world, whether you work with your family or whether you're just stressed out from all the craziness of the modern world. We all do need to kind of slow down from time to time. Let's check out this tune by my guest John Tracy. This is Slow Down, and stay with us. We'll come back and talk more with John and his wife Terry on the Notably Texan feature interview. This is 88.9 KETR.
Slow down, don't go so fast. Take some time to make the moment last. You can juggle each hour like a circus clown, but sooner or later, you've got to slow down. When you hurry along to get where you're going, you miss out the fun without ever knowing. When you get through the day and you're lying in bed, are the worries of tomorrow dancing in your head? You gotta slow down, look in the mirror, take a minute, it'll all be clearer. When you see your face and it's wearing a frown, you know the answer, you've got to slow down. Don't use up your time with no more to borrow. Things you love the most will slip away, yeah. One too many times you'll say, we'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow will have come and gone, leaving only yesterday. Slow down, slow down, got to slow down, slow down, don't go so fast, you'll be wishing for the years that passed, juggling each hour like a circus clown, well, do you know good? Oh, got to slow down.
Slow down.
Got to slow it on down.
Hey, everybody, this is John Tracy. I'm here with Matt Minky at Notably Texan. This is 88.9 KETR.
Well, the time has come. Time for me to be moving on. Where I'm going, I don't know. I've been getting there way too slow. The masquerade is done. I've played that game. Gonna find some joy. Life's too short for misery. No more anger, let it be. Lock that door, throw away the key. It's time for living large. A future bright as the stars. Living large. I'm on the way to my destiny. Every day I grieve, I'm living large. The story's being written, your life within the text. Take what you've been given, decide what's coming next. In the final chapters, the pages will reveal. Did you find what really matters? Did you learn to truly feel?
That was music by John Tracy on Notably Texan. You heard Livin' Large and Slow Down on your station, 88.9 KETR. John's with me in studio on tonight's program. Now, you're on the road quite a bit sharing your music with others. I assume you enjoy getting out and playing for people.
Oh, for sure. That's the big connection, you know, to play and to see that you are actually connecting with that audience. I love that. I mean, it's why I do it, right? I mean, to see on their faces and to have people come up afterwards after the show and,
right,
you know, give that testament of a connection to the song. And again, that's why I felt like I needed to write the book. I mean, when I did the book, I put the lyrics, like each chapter starts with the lyrics of a song.
Okay.
As I tell the background, people were always asking me how they, first of all, how they connected with the song, and then they wanted to know the background behind the song.
Right.
So as I would, you know, tell them, I just thought, hey, you know, I should just write this book and give the background. And as I was writing the book, in addition to the background, these things that are so important to us that I sing about, I thought, well, you know, there's really more to say besides the background. I've learned all these things as in this subject through my life. I've lived a while, so why not put those things in the book and try to help someone else and inspire them that way? And oftentimes, you have to put these lyrics into this melody like I kind of describe it as this upside-down pyramid. You have all this information,
mm-hmm,
and you have to bring it all the way down to this point. Well, you know, fit it into this lyric or this lyric into this melody, and
right,
and you can't really say all that you want to say. You finish the song, and it's like, well, I didn't get to say that.
Right, I wasn't done.
Yeah. I guess that's another song, but still, I don't know. I really enjoyed the medium of being able to put that into words in another way.
That's cool. This is something that I've noticed is becoming a little more common these days, is artists that are putting out a book on the side to kind of be able to explain a bit about the songs and tell some of these stories and give some inspirational advice and stuff like that. So this is really cool. You know, it wasn't a crazy idea, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you ever had any doubts, I think you're on the right track.
Thanks.
One of your missions is to let people know that everyday stresses shouldn't get in the way of enjoying life. And I think each and every one of us has certainly got a lot of stresses placed on it, whether it's from work or politics or even love. And you've kind of touched on this a little bit, but I think that's an important thing to remind people, is don't let life kind of drag you down.
Exactly. I mean, I looked at my life and I saw that, you know, I've got all this stuff, these things that happen to us through our lives, you know, whether it's hurts, disappointments, all these things along the way. You know, do we let all that bog us down and linger and hold us back, or do we take those things and deal with them and let those struggles become an inspiration for others? And that's where I've tried to take it and put it into the music and into the book, and try to take that stuff where I can leave a more of a lasting legacy of positive thing to other generations and in the relationships that I have with people now.
John Tracy is my guest tonight on Notably Texan. And as you mentioned, at a certain point, you realized that there's just only so many thoughts that you could convey in song. So you decided to write your book of love, life, and family. Now, we've been certainly touching on this quite a bit. Let's talk a little bit more about the book, because I think this is a really interesting thing. You talked about how you've got some of your lyrics in there that open up each chapter, which is really cool. And by the way, your lyrics are also in the liner notes on both of your releases, which is a rarity these days. You know, I think we're used to growing up being able to open up, maybe back in the day, it was look on the back of the vinyl to read the lyrics, but that's really cool.
I think that came from my old days of doing that. It's like, I gotta have this, you know.
Yeah, and I'm still one of these people. As I mentioned before the interview, I still like to use CDs on my program for a couple of reasons, one of which is so that I can reach in and pull out the liner notes and find out, you know, who exactly played on this album and you know, what did they say there. I can't quite understand that lyric. You know, you don't have that problem per se, but you know, it's nice to be able to actually read through it as you're listening to it and check out the people that helped make it possible and who you thank in there. And this, you've got some really cool nice liner notes on your albums, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well,
and those, I think, were kind of a nice lead up to putting out this publication.
You know, it was a blast. I had my wife helping me. She's just my computer guru. She did the editing as far as getting it onto the computer and turning it in the proper way. We've got it now on iBooks and on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and she was credited for that. And she's just every artist needs someone like Terry, and I'm just fortunate enough to have, you know, that person.
Well, so. That's wonderful. How cool was this, Terry, to be able to kind of be involved with what your husband does on a higher level here.
We actually work together in the family business for 15
okay.
years. So we make a really good team naturally. And then when it came time to do the music and the book, you know, I just wanted to be a part of that as well. And I don't know, our relationship, we've been married 28 years. We are seriously best friends. We
do. That's so cool.
We actually sometimes spend 24 hours a day together for long periods of time.
Uh-huh. And yeah, neither one of you strangled the other one yet.
Not
so
yet.
That's impressive.
So, you know, we're still okay. But it just was a natural to be part of it. And though I'm not artistic like he is from the music sense, I am technologically able to do lots of things.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of helps keep it in-house and, you know, kind of helps us all be a part of it from different angles. We actually had our 17-year-old do the actual editing. She's
really?
Taking a college English class, and she's like, well, I'll read it. And so, you know, she went through.
I guess you're the typesetter, is what
yeah.
I said. You typesetted it on the computer.
Yeah.
And Lexi, my youngest, she was right in the middle of a college course and editing. She did all
perfect.
She's like, Dad, this sentence, I know what you're saying, but need to change this around a little bit. So, yes, she helped me with all of that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a family
wow.
affair.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. And folks can find this book not only in print, but as you said, you got to keep up with the latest means that all the kids are getting their books on the internet
yeah.
these days. So, no, you, of course, have it digitally available out there on various sources. So, that's cool.
Yeah, we've got it on the website. I've actually just kind of separated my music website from it's johntracymusic.com. And then we have an author website. I thought, well, you know, it'd probably be good just to kind of, on the author website, it's John, I use my full name, John Tracy Wilson. So the website is johntracywilson.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've looked at both of those sites, and it's a great way to kind of find out a bit more about all of these projects that you've got going on, which is a lot. You're a multifaceted, multi-talented guy, John Tracy, with me tonight on Notably Texan. I think it's time to check out a couple of more of your tunes. I was going to play one from the album Break the Chain called Pull Myself Through Again. Anything you can tell me about that tune?
Wow, that one hasn't come to mind. That was just an old breakup kind of song, relational song again.
Right.
Even before Terry, you know, it's like, you know, thank God for dreams and prayers that don't come true. It was another person where I had to pull myself through that breakup. Just
Did
an acoustic thing. I think it's one of the few on the, all the others have production, and this one is just an acoustic. We just threw it on there, just me and my acoustic.
I dig the simplicity on it, and I think that everybody seemingly has gone through some kind of a breakup, whether it's, you know, with the love of their life or even a job, or, you know, maybe it's their favorite TV show that gets canceled. Sometimes people have to.
That's the thing about songs. Yeah. You know, you got to be real careful that you don't give too much information. Even in the book, I kind of tell some things, but when I sing the song or I talk about it, I try to say a little bit more in general. So, because like you said, people pull what they connect with
right.
in their own situation. And that's what I want. I don't want them to just focus on this is all this stuff that it's about.
Right.
You just listen to it and connect in your own way. And that's what's cool about music.
Art is supposed to be that way, you know? Everybody can interpret a painting on the wall a different way, and songs are no different.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out that tune now. It's music by my guest and more with John Tracy coming up on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan. This is Pull Myself Through It Again on Notably Texan.
Last night when I heard your voice on the phone, it was like thunder. Thereafter the click, then the tone. I was going under. Now that I've started all over, you wanna come back in. I don't think I could pull myself through it again. Can't we just say it's all over? Finally let go of what might have been. Wound is healed, the scar is deep. It starts from deep within. I don't think I could pull myself through it again. give love another chance. Tear down the bars that protect me. Drop down my guard and open my hands. But my conscience doesn't let me. Rendered lame and afflicted, crippled for days on end. I don't think I could pull myself through it again. Can't we just say it's all over? Finally let go of what might have been. The wound is healed, the scar is deep, it starts from deep within. I don't think I could pull myself through it again. No potion, no elixir could bring me back to life. Just faith, hope, and time. Say it's all over. Finally let go of what might have been. The wound is healed, the scar is deep, it starts from deep within. I don't think I could through it. No, I don't want to go through it. I don't think I could pull myself through it again.
Welcome back. This is Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR. I'm joined tonight by John Tracy, also his wife Terry in studio with us. You know, not so long ago, I was playing stuff from this Christmas CD that you put out. I love to play stuff by Texas artists and build our holiday music collection here, which is
my
slowly
favorite time
growing.
Of year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So tell me, the title on that album was what again?
Yeah, it's an original that I wrote. I wrote two originals for that CD. It's called Christmas Tree Shine.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on there. I really enjoyed including that around the holidays and looking forward to doing it again.
Thanks a lot. Now, I say I wrote two originals. I felt like I wrote the whole album because I did new arrangements on old classics.
Yes.
And I was adding a new verse here and there, and then I changed the song around where it was familiar but not the same.
Exactly.
So I did an acoustic, my style, and just did these acoustic arrangements, and man, I had such a good time. It's like, that's still, I mean, I've written all these new songs that we're trying to record, so we'll have something new to have at the shows, but I really, I'm just proud of that. I just really love that album. It's like my favorite thing thus far, you know.
Nice. Is it unusual, because of course, a lot of people don't really think about this, but when somebody's going to produce a holiday album, of course, they're usually recording it nowhere near the holidays. It may be in the heat of summer or something. Was it unusual to have to put yourself in that state of mind?
No doubt about it. And it was a lot of right after, I think we started some of it right after the summer. And as you get going, you're crunching into the month. You almost need to have it ready by November so you can have it marketable for your Christmas events and so forth. So I remember some stress and quite a bit of yelling and anger issues and frustrations. And why can't you make it sound? Why can't you record it this way? Terry helped me on that, and we should have had a video camera on that.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Yeah. That wouldn't have been
a good idea. It would have tarnished our image, I think.
Right. That's really cool stuff. Like I said, I'm looking forward to pulling that out again once we get to the holidays once more. Now, you mentioned your websites earlier, but I want to go ahead and give those out again. Tell folks where they can find out more about your work at your various websites.
All right. Well, all the music is at www.johntracymusic.com.
That's T-R-A-C-Y.
T-R-A-C-Y. And then the book information is at www.johntracywilson.com.
Gotcha.
So you can link back and forth between the two, and all his CD information is there on the music site, and there's a link on the book and vice versa. All the songs are on iTunes,
yes,
on Amazon MP3. The book is on all the download sites and can also be purchased off of the book website.
Fantastic. Well, there's how folks can get a hold of John Tracy's music. If you like what you've heard tonight, certainly go find out some more, delve into the website, and learn more about this interesting artist from right here in our great state of Texas. I wonder if you might like to speak to listeners a little bit about the importance of supporting public radio. We're a non-commercial station here at KETR, so we're a lot different than the others up and down the dial. You always know you're listening to a commercial station when you can't quite hear what you tuned in for. All you hear is like 10 minutes of commercials back to back. So
exactly.
We never do that here on this station because we're listener supported, and so we depend on listener donations to keep our programming on the air. But I just thought maybe you could talk a little bit about why folks need to keep something like this going strong on the air.
No doubt about it. I mean, Matt, I guess you're probably one of the dying breed. I think most of these radio stations or these jockeys are doing shows from several states away,
right.
and all the radio stations are owned by a couple of conglomerates, and I think you're one of the few that's doing it and supporting people that are unsigned as well as signed artists, and I couldn't give enough support and encouragement to people out there to keep something like this going when they can tune in and listen to a guy like you who's the real deal and not some New Yorker trying to fill in on a Texas station or whatever.
Exactly.
Pre-recorded, and there's my two cents or whatever that's worth, everybody. Yeah, I mean, please keep something like this going. It's one of the last venues for really good listening.
Folks can visit our website, KETR.org, and give a little something back and keep Notably Texan going strong and allow us to continue to support the independent, the unsigned artists, and the signed ones too, but they don't need as much help necessarily. You know, they've already got a major label behind them putting their music out, but you've got somebody like John Tracy from over in Aledo who maybe you can talk about some of your experiences. If you try to send your music out to maybe some of the Dallas stations, you might not necessarily get a response from them.
Oh, exactly. It's nearly impossible. You just have to get out and make your own noise and
right.
play as much as possible. And, I've just come to terms with it. I'm just want to get out and spread my message and that encouragement.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that we take a lot of pride in on Notably Texan and here on KETR is giving a venue and a voice to artists like yourself that maybe are not getting invited to talk on the other stations. And I think you've got some really cool stuff to get the word out on. I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, thank you so much. And just thank you guys out there for listening and supporting Matt.
Hey, what have you got in the works right now? Any projects, events coming up that you'd like to talk about?
Several things. I mean, I play at lots of faith-based organizations as well as like other gigs where it's just listening venues.
Right.
So I don't, it's on my website, but
yes.
I try to go to churches and there's an audience there that wants to hear and be inspired and
sure.
so forth, and the listening venues as well. But so I'm just always going to a different church on a Sunday and I'll play in a hospital room. I don't care.
You've got a nice calendar there on your website, which we've given out a couple of times tonight already. Folks can find that at your John Tracy music site and check out your upcoming gigs. And hey, if there's anywhere in the area that would maybe like to book you, they can find out how to do that there as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, before we run out of time tonight, John, I was hoping that maybe you could perform a song for us on tonight's program.
By all means. Oh, I'd love to.
What have you got in mind?
Hey, I could play a new one. I've got a nice one. It's actually a chapter in the book called It's a Miracle. I could do, you mentioned Break the Chain. I could try that. Yeah, we can do a number of things.
Well,
yeah.
Cool. Let's check out some of John's music. I love to get these in-studio captures of these songs because it kind of gives us a unique take on the tune that's not found on the CD. So I'd love to seize this opportunity. Let's check out a tune right now, live on Notably Texan, by tonight's guest, John Tracy. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Mm-hmm.
As we race through time, our lives unwind. We're older, yet somehow more new. The plans we make take a different shape, changing our point of view. But one thing that never changes is the way you make me feel inside. Like a redwood as it ages, our love reaches high as we climb. And it's a miracle. That special way you smile, both tame and wild. That look in your eyes when we disagree, it's some kind of miracle. Plans were laid before we were made. We're not some cosmic brew. There's more at stake from the ripples we make than simply passing through. We're part of a miracle. A complexity I can't understand. Me, this grain of sand, now a pearl in the hands of eternity. It's just a miracle. On a mountain peak or a routine week, it's a miracle. Yeah, the miracle is everywhere. Right where we are.
Okay, that one was, that's a new tune. We'll probably have that on the CD. We're working on the music and getting all that recorded. So that one's, that was, it's a miracle. It'll be on the new CD. And thought I'd do one off of the Break the Chain, I guess the title track from Break the Chain. Maybe I'll try that one for you guys. And that one's another chapter in the book. It's about being able to verbalize, you know, actually say the words, I love you and I'm sorry. And I just think there's all these relational things when people aren't able to press their pride down and say, I'm sorry. I mean, I see it in churches and relationships with friends. It's like, you know, if we could just, you know, yeah, we need to forgive each other, but like, why don't we go the other way and start by just saying, I'm sorry. I think there's all these rifts that could be healed and cured if people would just say, I'm sorry for my actions. So that's what this tune's about.
From the moment his firstborn came into the world, he wasn't quite prepared. It was much more than being unsure and scared. He never learned from his own mom and dad how to verbalize love to share. After so many years, the power wasn't there. But he could break the chain and say, I love you. Break the chain and say, I'm sorry too. To be a provider is not enough. Your work will end in vain. Have the courage to break the chain. His children now married and gone. The cycle starts over again. Will they make sense of their troubles within? As they teach their own family all they know about how to live, will they pass on the most important thing to give? The gifts they bear will not compare with what spoken love can bring. Will they finally see and set them free to be all they can be? Will they break chain and say, I love you. Break the chain, say, I'm sorry too. Don't follow a legacy that will only bring you pain. Have the courage to break. The chain once and for all, no matter what the cost, before the curse lives on, I'll break the chain for those who lost. I'm starting now, I'll break the chain and say I love you. Say I'm sorry too, 'cause it'll change their life. It might even change the world if we only break the chain.
John Tracy performing live at KETR. Man, this has been a lot of fun, John. I really appreciate you and your wife joining me tonight on Notably Texan.
It's been great to be here.
No doubt. Thanks. Great meeting you finally. I've talked to you on the phone, and you know, there's nothing like real time, right? Meeting someone face to face.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you so much.
This Notably Texan feature interview has been a production of 88.9 KETR, your station. We simply could not bring you features like this were it not for contributions from our listeners. Please, do your part to keep the music and interviews coming with a donation right now. Visit KETR.org, click Support This Station, and give what you can. I'm your host and producer, Matt Minky, saying thanks for listening.